Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 69. Tonight, lows around 37. Daytime highs approaching 68. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Dry with temperatures well above average Saturday and Sunday and highs from the upper 70s to the mid 80s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Health officials across the state of Kansas say that the cases of measles continue to climb, being now in 8 separate counties around the state and climbing to a total of 32 confirmed cases, according to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment.
So measles is a respiratory virus. It's very contagious. You don't even have to have contact with a person. You can just have it in a room and also be contracted. It starts off with fever and cough, conjunctivitis. There's an incubation period of a few days. Then there's the prodrome, which are the fever, and then you get the rash.
That audio from KSNT News. Right now, most of the cases are focused on the southwestern portion of the state, with Haskell County having the most cases, being a total of 8. Stevens County has 7, with Kiowa having 6. The counties of Finney, Ford, Grant, Gray, and Morton all have at least 5 cases as well.
Spring showers bring huge savings at Rusty and Ford. The deals are pouring in. Take advantage of employee pricing. You pay what we pay on all 2024 and most 2025 vehicles. Yep, you heard it right. You pay what we pay. That means discounts as high as $14,000. Wash away high payments and soak up these deals while they last with this special from Ford. From America, for America. Employee pricing across our lineup of trucks and SUVs. Your dream vehicle is waiting at Rusty Egg Ford. But just like a spring storm, these deals won't last long.
You don't want to miss these savings, Ford. Come see us at Rusty Egg Ford, where the deals are absolutely unbeatable.
Visit Rusty Egg Ford or online at RustyEggFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Stock number 214907, 66,040, MSRP, 52,040, Sarah Price. See dealer for details.
The Kansas Department of Education says that they are now working to try and get back a near $22.6 million that was set to come from the federal government that was earmarked helping students recover from learning gaps that happened during the COVID-19 pandemic. As KSNT News reports, the announcement came after the Education Stabilization Fund, also known as the ESF, had been canceled by the U.S. Department of Education after a memo from Education Secretary Linda McMahon saying that they were liquidating the program. The ESF overall was an investment of near $276 billion into the state and institutional COVID-19 recovery and rebuilding efforts that was managed by the Department of Education at the federal level in response to the COVID-19 impacts on education. Last year, the Department of Education here at the state level had secured their extension to utilize the remaining funds for the ESF program through March 28th of 2026 and was set to use the maintaining funds for training programs aimed at accelerating student learning in recovery from the pandemic.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Task Force 1, also known as the NEFT-1, has announced that they have returned after being deployed from eastern Arkansas over this past weekend and assisting with people after the severe storms in the area. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that they were deployed after President Donald Trump had approved an emergency declaration for the state of Arkansas in response to severe storms that included tornadoes, flooding, and more that began back on April 2nd. The NEFT-1 team ended up helping rescue one individual that was west of Walnut Ridge, Arkansas, after they say floodwaters had swept their SUV off the road. The team was deployed at the Type 3 federal asset, having been actively trained in reviewing skills in water operations, hazmat operations, search and rescue, common operating platforms, and search and rescue operations while waiting for assignments from other parts of the country. The team says they are set to be deployed again coming up this following weekend. Mid-America Network News.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council, during a recent budget meeting, discussed alternatives for a part-time or full-time code enforcement position. Part-time would run around $34,000. Full-time, annually, with benefits, would run around $54,000. Animal control and other tasks, including public awareness and relationship building, as well as code enforcement responsibilities, were discussed. No decisions were made. Council also considered several other equipment requests from other departments, including a software update, as the current system support ends in 2026. A street repair and replacement schedule was mentioned, as well as budgeting potential improvements to Dargetts Park. The city administrator emphasized he would like to see public buy-in for those type of projects. Kansas Department of Transportation is accepting applications for the Safe Routes to School program for the upcoming school year due by May 2nd. The Grants Fund Development of Plans, which also include an overview of existing conditions and public outreach, those identify potential infrastructure and non-infrastructure solutions to help improve safety for children who walk or bike to school. All communities, school districts, and organizations are encouraged to apply. More information on the grant program, including application, an informational webinar, and a question and answer sheet can be found online through the Kansas Department of Transportation at saferoutes.ksdot.gov/grants-and-funding. Kansas Department of Commerce has launched a new round of rural mural funding to support creation of projects in rural Kansas communities. $125,000 total is available, with maximum grants of $7,500, with a 100% match, at least 25% cash, and up to 75% in kind. Application deadline is May 16th. Details available through the Kansas Department of Commerce. River Valley Extension District Community Coffee Series continues Saturday, April 12th in Hanover. Join the community conversation with coffee and donuts Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. A Trail Life event will involve upwards of 100 young men and adults, some from the Kansas City, Wichita, and Omaha areas, and will be held this weekend with coordination of the Central Branch Railroad at Waterville and the historic Union Pacific Depot at Marysville. The group will perform merit badge work and will camp overnight Friday and Saturday at the depot in Marysville. The 65th Annual Quality Beef Day is Saturday at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Check-in 7:30 a.m. Show starts at 9 with a judging contest featuring bulls, market beef, breeding heifers, and showmanship. Entry fee is $30. Marysville Area Community Theater will present a comedy, Aprons, this weekend in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Showtime 7:30 Friday and Saturday with a Sunday matinee at 2. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host a Senior Saturday event from 8 to 10 a.m. with a sentimental journey theme, Remembering High School Proms. The event is open to the public with a complimentary breakfast served for those age 60 and older Saturday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. Saturday evening, MHS Prom is planned. Promenade on Broadway at 7th Street at 5:30. The prom walk downtown following at 6. Easter egg hunt this Saturday in Marysville City Park. Over 10,000 eggs for kids up through age 12, beginning at 1 o'clock. Free Easter movies, The King of Kings, Snow White, and a Minecraft movie will show free at 2 and 4 p.m. Saturday at the Astro 3 Theater in Marysville. A graveside service is planned Saturday, April 12th for Stephen J. Dowdy, age 64, who passed away February 22nd. The graveside service, the Mission Covenant Church southwest of Axtell, with Kinsley's Marysville in charge of arrangements for Steve Dowdy. Services for Phyllis D. Libby of Marysville, who passed away March 1st, are planned Monday with a massive Christian burial at 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Visitation Saturday, 1 to 5 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Libby. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork loin, a baked potato, green beans, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, fish sticks with tater tots, peas, and cinnamon applesauce. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Rise and shine with Minnie's Kitchen. Open Tuesday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to noon. Now closed on Mondays. Start your day the sweet way with fresh made daily donuts and pastries and perfectly brewed coffee. Visit Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville and taste the difference.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying breezy today, sunshine with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, northwest winds between 5 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Then clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s, north winds between 5 and 20 and gusting up to 30. Staying sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. More sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Some rain showers possible into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. And some rain may linger early Monday, sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then mostly clear skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Then a slight chance for some rain on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 65, record high on this date 93, the average low 40 and the record low 22. Sunset this evening 7:59, sunrise in the morning at 6:57. It's 49 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 10th of April. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Tears before he tears it up. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. It was an emotional return to Dallas for Luka Doncic last night, visibly moved by the pregame video from the Mavericks in Dallas. Then he goes out and drops 45 on the Mavs. Lakers, a 15-point win in his return to Big D. Does Doncic now feel closure?
It's a hard question. I mean, for sure, it's a bit more talking about closure. Sometimes hard because, like I say, I spend a lot of time here. Great moments. But it's, like I say, it's getting more and more, and I got to focus on different things now.
Lakers get the win. They're third in the West, a game up on the Nuggets and Clippers. Clippers beat Houston 134-117 last night. Houston locked into the two seed. Denver, a day after firing Coach Michael Malone, snaps a four-game losing streak. 124-116 win in Sacramento. Nikola Jokic with his 33rd triple-double in the win. Spurs get a game-winning three from Harrison Barnes at the buzzer and stun the Warriors. Largest upset in the NBA in the last two seasons. Thunder beat the Suns. Phoenix officially eliminated. Magic clinched the Southeast Division with a 20-point win over the Celtics. Bulls top Miami and move a game ahead of the Heat for the 9 seed. Baseball, Giants beat the Reds in 10 on a walk-off homer from Mike Yastrzemski. Pirates beat the Cardinals 2-1 in 13, a game that was scoreless to the 12th. Joey Bart with the walk-off single for Pittsburgh. Mariners trailed Houston 5-0 in the 8th, but they get a grand slam and a walk-off hit from Randy Arozarena. Phillies get a home run from Trey Turner in the top of the ninth to beat the Braves 4-3 in Atlanta. Guardians hang on for a 3-2 win over the White Sox. Dodgers edge Washington 6-5. Brewers pound the Rockies 17-2. Yankees 4-3 over the Tigers. 11 Ks for Max Fried in his 7 innings of work. Blue Jays top the Red Sox 2-1 in 11. Hockey, NHL had 5 games. There were 4 hat tricks. The 4, the most in the NHL since 5 hat tricks 2 years ago.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Bite Me Barbecue has more than just great barbecue. Of course, they have delicious pulled pork, brisket, sausage, burnt ends, and more, but they also feature other choices as well, with excellent food at affordable prices. Don't forget, they can bring the menu to your family gathering, special event, wedding, or business function. Check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, also online and on Facebook.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. U.S. stocks surged today. Investors reacted to President Trump temporarily backing off on some tariffs, even though he kept a minimum 10% tariff across the board, left intact 25% tariffs on cars, steel, and aluminum, and increased tariffs on Chinese imports to 125%. The Dow soared nearly 8%, adding 2,963 points. The S&P gained 474, and the NASDAQ exploded, surging over 12%, adding more than 1,800 points. Global markets also soaring on Trump's tariff retreat. Inflation threats posed by those tariffs still in place may still worry the Federal Reserve. According to minutes from last month's policy meeting, officials from the central bank's interest rate setting committee said they will keep interest rates unchanged for now. Microsoft is slowing its artificial intelligence projects, halting a $1 billion data center construction project in Ohio. Michelle Franzen, ABC.
Good Thursday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Thursday, now April 10th of 2025. And before we get to the opening bell, let's get you a quick recap from yesterday's trade on the Chicago Board of Trade, as well as take a dive through the overnight pre-trade session. Take a look at maybe what traders are thinking about before that opening bell gets struck. But in the livestock yesterday, it was a fairly positive day. A wide range of trading, by the way. April live cattle finished up 370 to 202.80. June up 475 to 198. 37 triple-digit gains for the feeder cattle markets as well. April up 332 at 283.75. May to 278.20. That was 647 higher. Now April lean hogs did drop 85 cents down to 86.97, but May was up $1.52 to 86.12. Into the grains and oilseeds yesterday, it was a higher finish pretty much all across the board. And here this morning, we're seeing traders with a bit of confidence as well. May Kansas City wheat's up 5.25 to 573.25. July to 585.5. That's up 5.25 cents. May oats up 4 cents to 334.25. Into the row crops currently, we see May corn to 477 a bushel. That's 3 cents higher through the overnight pre-trade session. July right now at 483.5. That's also 3 cents higher. Soybeans on the rise. We see May beans of 6 to 1018.75. July at 1029. That's 5.5 cents higher. May soybean meal up 180 to 296.30. However, soy oil down 21 to 45.98. Cotton up 6 points right now at 66.69. However, there is some two-sided trade in the later contracts. Crude oil down an additional 165 this morning to $60.70 per barrel. Unleaded gas down 4 cents to 199 a gallon. Heating oil down 4 to 206, and natural gas down a dime at 370. Gold is up 46.90 to $3,103.40 per ounce. Silver up 43 cents to $30.85 per ounce. And the dollar index taking a hit down 99 at 101.63. Sam's back on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Now, cattle producers should review their mineral supplementation programs to begin addressing the spring needs of their cow herds. K-State Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner shares the initial step ranchers should take in evaluating their nutritional plans.
First and foremost, just understanding the product that you're going to use. That's really, really important. We see a difference in products that are manufactured out there that have a very specific intended use, and that's important. And we want folks to make sure that they're doing their due diligence, reading and understanding the label directions, following those label directions, and asking questions if questions arise to make sure that the product that they're going to use is a good fit for their situation.
He discusses a frequently asked question extension specialists receive about mineral supplementation.
Supplementing cattle with antibiotics, with chlortetracycline specifically for various reasons. And so, you need to make sure that you visit with your veterinarian on that and to have a good conversation with them to understand that if you need to introduce that type of a product, that you have a clear, specific reason why. You have a veterinary feed directive put together and a good relationship with your veterinarian on that to be able to get that product into your cow herd if needed. And so, just again, having that conversation is really important.
Warner relays the value of using fresh mineral.
A couple of things also too that we want to make sure that we're thinking about is understanding that the longer that we hold product over from a shelf life standpoint, the greater potential loss that we'll see there, particularly with vitamins due to oxidation of the vitamins. The minerals themselves are pretty static. They don't really change over the course of time, but what we have observed and what we have determined over the course of time is that we do see some loss with particularly our vitamin A, vitamin E, sources that are in our trace mineral supplements and a lot of supplements that would be manufactured that would have those in them. And so just making sure that we recognize that we don't want to try to be feeding product that's maybe left over from the last couple of years. Make sure that we're using good fresh product and understanding what our needs are going to be throughout the year so that we don't over purchase product and have a tremendous amount of product or excess product in inventory that we don't use that we carry over into the next year.
That was Jason Warner, K-State Extension cow-calf specialist, on generating mineral management plans for cow herds. Learn more at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Sale time 11 a.m. Around 1,700 head of early consignments listed, including 49 3-7-year-old Red Angus and Red Brockle cows, 4 to 6 months bred, 32 running-age bred cows, 4 black running-age bred cows, fall calvers, 4 red and black bred 5-7-year-old fall calvers, 8 black cow-calf pairs running-age, 5 black bred cows, heavy springers, 11 black running-age cow-calf pairs, calves are 30 to 90 days old, 5 black bred 3-6-year-old fall calvers, 3 mixed-bred heifers, fall calvers, 4 fat steers weighing in at 1,300 to 1,400 pounds, 11 red heifers weighing 3 to 500 pounds, 10 black steers and heifers at 3 to 5, 60 black and red steers and heifers 3 to 575, 19 black and white-faced, red and white-faced steers and heifers weigh 3.5 to 450, 14 black steers and heifers at 350 to 450, 20 black and white-faced steers and heifers 3.5 to 550, 2 lots of black steers and heifers, 20 and 30 count, weighing 4 to 500 pounds. 10 black and red steers and heifers, weighing 4 to 5. 2 lots of black steers and heifers, weighing 4 to 600 pounds at 20 and 25 count. 32 black steers and heifers, weighing 4 to 6. 88 black and red steers and heifers, weighing 400 to 600 pounds. 88 black and red steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 39 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 47 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 14 crossbred steers and heifers weigh 4 to 7. 8 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 5. 16 weighing 4.5 to 550. 12 at 450 to 550. 90 black steers and heifers weighing 4.5 to 6. 48 mostly black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 6. 38 Charlotte black steers and heifers weigh 4.5 to 6 and a quarter. 45, Black Steers and Everest, 4.5 to 650, another 25 in the same range. Four Black Bulls at 500 pounds. 21 Black Steers and Everest weigh 5 to 6. 40 Crossbred Steers and Everest, 5 to 6. 10 Black Steers and Everest weighing 5 to 6, with 55 weighing 5 to 650. 115 mostly Black Steers and Everest, 5.5 to 650. 35 Black Steers and Everest, 5 to 650, another 23 weighing in that range. 84 Black Steers and Everest at 5 to 7. 30 black and white face steers and Everest, 5.5 to 6. 10 black and Charlotte cross steers and Everest, 5.5 to 6. 32 black steers and Everest, 650 to 675. 15 black steers, 650 to 7.25. 44 black heifers, 850 to 9. 60 black steers, 875 to 9. 120 red steers weigh 900 pounds. 60 black steers, 9 to 950. And 48 weighing in at 950 to 1,000 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today, 11 a.m. Next week, a dairy influence and bread sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
To get the most benefit from your exercise routine, work out before breakfast. That's the finding of some recent research. We have details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 10th, the 100th day of the year. Singer and actress Mandy Moore is celebrating a birthday. If you're not seeing as much progress as you'd like from an exercise routine, here's a variable to factor in: the time of day you exercise. A recent Belgium study shows evidence that exercise has more benefits when done before breakfast. It found that those who worked out on an empty stomach showed improved blood chemistry and weight control when compared to those who exercised after breakfast. That's vigorous exercise, by the way. Hitting the snooze button four times doesn't count. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always learn more and get our advice of the day. Just go to almanac.com.
.731 from KNDY and 51 degrees. Highs top 70 today and again tomorrow, likely topping 80 Saturday into Sunday.
Tim Smack with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update. As it was a very emotional evening last night in Dallas, we'll start on the NBA hardwood as it was the LA Lakers and the Dallas Mavericks, and Luka Doncic making his return back to Dallas as he talked about the fans.
Everybody saw me the way I reacted to the video. All these fans, I really appreciate it, man. All the teammates I had, everybody had my back. I'm the happy, this guy, I love these fans, I love the city, but it's time to move on.
He wiped away his tears very quickly as the Lakers went on to rout the Mavericks 112-97. Other scores across the NBA included Orlando downing Boston in a surprising victory, 96-76. Philadelphia over Washington, 122-103. It was Denver downing the Kings of Sacramento, 124-116. And Houston getting bested by the LA Clippers, 134-117.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-frame buildings with complete concrete,
and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Building, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call. B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome into this week's edition of the TVL Rundown. Spring sports in full effect here in Northeast Kansas. We're going to get right on into it. I want to start with the golf results. A lot of TVL teams had their first golf meet on Monday over in Washington. Top five finishes for that. Jaden DeWald of Valley Heights shoots a 10 over and finishes first. Monty Huckett of Washington County goes 13 over and finishes second. Noah Hoover of Washington County goes 14 over for third, and then Dustin Denton of Valley Heights goes 19 over, tied for fifth. I know it's early in the season, but I think a lot of those names that we just mentioned there were names that had good results at state golf last year and already hitting the season off strong in their first meet of the year.
Well, and you have to remember with these guys on the course on Monday, that was a windy day as well. You know, everything's been windy the last few days, but you have to expect those scores to go up just maybe a little bit more over the course of the season. But, yeah, this was a tremendous start for all of these guys and potentially headed back to another state tournament.
Shifting our attention to a sport that we've chatted a little bit about here already this season, but the baseball diamond, Keisha Covered, put out their top players to watch in Class 1A. I don't think any real surprises when it comes to the names we're about to say, but Wes Anderson and Carter Olson of Frankfurt have their teams at 5-1 here early on the season. Meanwhile, Jackson Coulterman of the Onega Buffaloes has his squad at 6-4. And I think we mentioned it last year or last week's conversation, Jeff. Both of these teams have experienced back this year. They're starting to find their groove and could potentially make some noise in the state run of it when we get towards the back half of the year.
And what impresses me most is they're not all high scoring games. I think there's been one game that is Frankfurt had more than 8 runs, but they play defense and pitch so well. I think that's what's really going to carry them. You know, we say that in football, defense wins championships. You can say that in a lot of sports.
And last one we kind of have to hit on here because there's just so much going on this time of year. We got to get multiple sports in. Track was able to get their meet going on at Valley Heights there on Tuesday afternoon. Want to run through the team standings here real quick. In the girls' side, Centralia number 2, Hanover 3, Axtell 4, Valley Heights 5, and Frankfurt 6. Well, on the boys' side, stop me if you've heard this before, but the Axtell boys win the boys' ranking. Frankfurt number 2, Valley Heights number 4, Hanover 5, Lynn 6, Centralia 7, and those were out of 10 teams. Jeff, I'm going to turn it over to you here as we kind of look at some individual results, but was there anyone that had an overwhelming performance, maybe not just on Tuesday, but so far here early on in the track season?
Well, let's just do what we do here. Jesse Hoover had a tremendous day for Washington County. She is now the number one thrower in all classes in the javelin. 137.11 to start the year for Jesse Hoover. To put that in comparison, last year she won 1A with a throw of 132.9. So she is 5 feet 2 inches farther in her first meet than last year, winning the state championship. Like I said, over 5 feet farther than anyone else in the state.
One last athlete we want to mention before we wrap up this week's edition of the TVL Rundown. Last week at the Frankfurt Track Week, we mentioned him on the baseball diamond, but Carter Olson in the first meet of the year not only broke his own 100-meter school record, running a 10.63 second 100-meter, but he also broke the 200 record, which was ran at 22.67. That former record was held by his teammate Lane Loiseau. I bet those two guys are going to go at it all season long on the track for Frankfurt.
Oh, easily. And maybe we don't talk about him nearly as much as we do some of the other athletes, but one of the top tier in the entire league, and he shows it especially, I believe, on the track.
And be sure and check out the full conversation available as a podcast at KNDYradio.com. As always, for Jeff Wirtz at the TVL Sports Spotlight, this has been Max Blasky with KNDY Radio.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
KNDY.